The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout, harass, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth!
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive!
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Betsy Ross, Grizzly Adams, and even Doc Holliday call her for advice.
Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I'll just have to call.
Cover your ears, darling.
There are more cards in the prospering under Big Brother deck than most people know about. And that's why there's the Suzanne Option Show. Heard here only on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Everybody, happy Friday. Welcome to the Suzanne Option. TGI Friday, TGI Brexit. What a wonderful day this is. A major, major step in the direction of liberty. I want to congratulate our friends across the pond for exercising their option to leave the European Union. Speaking of options, this is the Suzanne Option. I'm Suzanne Sherman. You're listening to the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. The number here at the Bulldog Kia Studio West, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Had an issue earlier this morning with heavy traffic on our servers. They seem to be up and running now. So again, phone lines are open. We'll look forward to your calls today. You can also reach me and follow me on Twitter. Cowgirl Esquire is where you'll find me. Also my page on Facebook, Suzanne Sherman. You can also send me emails, suzanne@littell.com. That's littel.com. Another way you can hear us, if you like what you're hearing and want the easiest and most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, download our apps in the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhone, and iPad and the Google Play Store for Android devices. The app is just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, the Crusade Channel host bios, Showtime, Twitter, and Facebook feeds, Crusade Channel cafes, and much, much more. So download our apps today, and please consider rating them as well. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere mobile devices are. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio the way it should be. I wanted to get into today that following up, first of all, with Brexit, this should be a message to those that unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats who live like royalty. If you haven't seen the Brexit movie, our good friend in the morning, Mark Kreslins, has been talking about this a lot, posting it. I've been posting it. Please follow my Facebook page because we have a lot of this stuff up on here. If you have not seen this movie, you will understand the outrage and why this referendum succeeded. And this should be a message to all the unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats who are living like royalty at the expense of their subjects. The British citizens have cast aside their shackles that the European Union has imposed upon them and voted to regain their sovereignty. There are consequences for bad behavior. And I hope the people that are supposed to be representing us in Washington, D.C., who instead treat us like they are their masters, take heed to this. I hope that this contagion just becomes a pandemic. This movement for freedom needs to just keep continuing. We need to follow up with this momentum. And, you know, there might very well be some troubling times ahead because of this movement and this change that we're going to see, hopefully, especially if it takes off. And it probably explains why there was very little, if any, coverage on this on the news yesterday. But since they were successful, they're talking about it now. So those of you that are new to this show, you need to know, I have focused extensively over the past several years on the need to be prepared for times of trouble, tribulation, social unrest, natural disaster, etc. With these political movements now towards freedom and sovereignty, there's going to be some pushback from the powers that be that do not like the general direction that we're headed. So, you know, the markets today, the stock markets have reflected this. There's just been a knee-jerk reaction, a tremendous drop. And, you know, we need to weather these things out. So, you know, Have your ducks in a row. It's not too late to get started. We talked about homesteading and being prepared yesterday. Jeremy was kind enough to call in, and we discussed aspects of what you would look for in a place where you can be safe, and how you can even be safe and have a homestead. If you're living in a urban environment, it's possible for anybody to do that. Now, one aspect that we did not get into yesterday, and believe me, yesterday was just the scratching the surface. That is going to be the heart and soul of the Suzanne option henceforth. We have focused on a lot of political issues. As a lawyer, I like to lay the ground, the foundation. I'm putting forth some groundwork so you guys can understand why I'm living the lifestyle as I am now. So a crucial aspect of preparedness is really an issue of self-preservation. How do you protect your supplies from those who have not shared this mentality and who now find themselves wanting your stuff? Because again, think of that fable, I think, with the grasshopper and the ant. The ant was being industrious and working, and the grasshopper was just enjoying the summer. And then when trying times come, guess who's ready and guess who's not? Well, we're going to have people that are in that same scenario if times get troublesome, whether or not it's caused by natural disaster, social unrest, political questions. You know, look at what we're seeing in Venezuela right now. The people are starving. You're getting martial law and violence. So how do you protect your loved ones from harm resulting from these attempts to get your stuff or simply be opportunistic and cause harm to others because there are people out there that are going to be vulnerable? Now, this discussion also ties into the massacre that happened in Orlando last week. And that was also a result of political actions. Our government has sought to disavow our reasons for going overseas and fighting, which has been justified by, well, we're going to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Well, what have they done now? They've imported our enemies, these known jihadists, people that they refused to vet. This is somebody that was also spotted by and ignored by the FBI. He was reported by a gun store owner, and he still slipped through the cracks. Let me tell you something that Trey Gowdy said the other day. I believe it was a statement on social media. Democrat members are certainly free to stage a sit-in and shut down House floor activities as they have done. I refer to that as romper room with smartphones, bathroom breaks, and Chick-fil-A, by the way. So what would be infinitely more productive would be asking this administration and the Department of Justice in particular why prosecutions of current gun law violations have decreased under their watch. They are already broad categories of persons prohibited for possessing firearms or ammunition, and those lists go largely without prosecution. This is exactly what happened in Orlando, by the way. So now House Democrats are asking for yet another list of persons, this time without any due process rights. In fact, let me interject there. Dianne Feinstein said that if we're mistakenly on one of these lists, it's up to us to prove our innocence. If that is not in direct contravention to everything everything that is of an American value and a right that we should cherish. That is. Thank you, Senator Feinstein, for showing why we need to enlighten our audience and spread the truth, because the fact that this gets so much attention in the media just shows what an uphill battle we have. So Trey Gowdy goes on to ask, how this policy can in fact make us safer. And the fact is, it isn't, it's not intended to, it's simply an intention to disarm us. And I have to now at this point give a little bit of a personal confession, because there was a time in my life that I was very unfamiliar with guns. I was not aware of how they worked. I didn't think I'd ever be able to learn how to use them. I did not want one. I was reluctant. And there are a lot of people out there that are listening that either are in the same boat as me now, or they have a spouse or partner who is not on board. Just like we discussed yesterday, Jeremy's wife was not quite on board with prepping. So we have groups of people that we're going to bring into the fold. When we had James on last Friday, we discussed some of the policies that can be addressed today: open borders, imperial democracy, things that people can talk about now and eventually feel comfortable talking about secession. And as we saw yesterday, Great Britain has opted to do that. So we can bring people into the fold piecemeal, like we talked about yesterday on our homesteading introduction show. And if you missed that, please consider downloading it. You can do that with the Founders Pass. Go to the Veritas Radio Network site, veritasradionetwork.com, click join, and you can have a membership and download that or any of our shows for 23 cents a day. You can have a monthly membership. You can also have an annual membership. So getting back to what I wanted to address with regards to firearms, there was a time when I did not want them in my house. Why? Because I had children and I thought that it was not going to be a safe situation to have them. Mike Church describes or defines truth as conforming your mind to reality. At the time, my mind was conformed to the fantasy that guns in fact make us more or less safe. So the focus on our show today is going to dispel a lot of the myths that have been put forth by the media, particularly vis-a-vis the AR-15. As we know, there was a time when the anti-gun crowd wanted to ban handguns. That failed miserably, so they looked for a new boogeyman. And the new boogeyman is what they call the military-style assault rifles. And today we're going to address that. I have a guest on the Cowgirl Esquire guest hotline. He is the most knowledgeable person I know, with regards to firearms. His name is Terry Harden. Terry, welcome to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. How are you today?
Good morning, Suzanne. A pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I'm delighted that you came to join us because, you know, the benefit of having a long-term format here, a long format on a radio show, is you're not going to get the sound bites that you get on the Clinton News Network or Fox or any of these where they'll spend 5 minutes and say that assault rifles are simply made for killing or they're analogous to machine guns. And today we're going to dispel a lot of myths. First of all, that they are not adequate for home defense, perimeter defense, and we're going to discuss how they're used by law enforcement and SWAT teams around the country. Can you start us off by telling our listeners a bit about you? Give a brief bio, because your experience is extensive.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I'm an 8-year Army veteran many years ago, and for the past 28 years, I've served as a Department of Defense civilian. In that capacity, I've been a certified firearms instructor with through the Smith & Wesson Academy, Heckler & Koch, and also Department of Defense firearms instructor. In that capacity, I've trained and certified DOD personnel who are going to deploy in defensive shooting and personal protection. I've also served as a small arms and armament tech and have numerous certifications from factory and also with the DOD, and have spent numerous deployments supporting our warfighters in theater. Presently, I'm a senior level logistician for the DOD.
And, you know, it's interesting because social media, Facebook in particular, is one of the ways I was able to broaden my horizons and become acquainted with people like you and also the women that we both know and are friends with. And they inspired me to open my mind. I was dead set, like I said, against having any firearms in my house. I wouldn't even let my boys have toy guns. Well, what did they do? They made them out of Legos or started shooting through their fingers. And I realized that was futile. But once again, Jeremy and I were talking yesterday about wanting to also get away from crime. And I noticed as the gangs were sort of tightening their noose and coming closer to our house that where we lived in California, it was a very vulnerable situation. And the sheriff, even though they weren't far from me, it was an average of 20-minute response time. So if those of you are listening that are really leaning towards not having firearms in the house for personal protection, think about what home invaders can do to you and your family in 15 minutes. If that seems a little bit far-fetched, think 10 minutes, think 5 minutes. It can be an absolute disaster. So once I became aware of what was going on in the area and immediately, and as well as the political aspect, I decided to take my first firearms class. And Terry, you and I had discussed that, and we're going to get into that a little bit more, but we are very much advocates of anybody that's going to carry a firearm and use them should have extensive training. Just because you can get one, it's not always mandated that you have one in the state where you live, but I highly recommend that. But getting back to my transformation here, I decided to take my first firearms class. I wanted to know just anything about them that I could. It turned out to be a class for the Utah CCW. And I never sent in the paperwork because I figured, why bother? I'm never going to go to Utah anyway. Well, here I am. But right after the class, I was contacted by the owner of the school and asked if I would join them on their staff of instructors. Because I'm an attorney, I was qualified to teach the NRA Section 3 class of their personal protection program. And to do so, you must either be an active member of law enforcement or an attorney, and I am the latter. So I taught the legal section of when it is legally justified to use lethal force and how what you should do in the event of a shooting. So we have that in common, that we are both firearms instructors. And Terry, I just want to ask you, it seems like there are a lot of women that are not on board with shooting. What is your experience with women and firearms? Because it seems to me that a lot of them have a lot of innate ability and should not be intimidated by them.
I'll begin by saying that the women who have participated in my class were some of the most easy to train, acceptable to listening to what people had to say. The problem with a lot of men is that we grew up around firearms and we have these ideals instilled in our head that this is the right way to do things. However, the women I've had the fortune to train listen well. They don't have preconceptions about how things should be done, and more often than not are much better shooters than men.
Well, when we get back from our break, what we're going to do is you and I are going to pick apart piecemeal this propaganda that's been put forth by the media about the AR-15 and how it is not just merely a weapon to kill. In the meantime, though, I want to remind our listeners, we had a bit of a network server issue this morning, and it's just a reminder that we are seeking active funding on this network. We have a fund drive going again in June. We're short of our target, but we want to encourage advertisers to come on and help our network grow. Cool Cal Coolidge once said that the business of America is business. At the Veritas Radio Network, the business of the Crusade Channel is your business, and that's why a custom-designed radio advertising campaign with the Crusade Channel makes so much sense. We combine radio and download ads with banner ad placement on the Veritas site and offer product placement on our shows as well. So don't just say you love the Crusade Channel. Join us today and become an advertiser like Bulldog Kia, McClure Tables, Buck Steel, and the Financial Fitness Company. So we will custom tailor an ad campaign for you and work with your budget, no matter how large or how small. So to start advertising with the Veritas Radio Network, call 866-483-3833, or you can go to the VeritasRadioNetwork.com page and download our advertising info kit today. The Veritas Radio Network, radio advertising the way it should be. You're listening to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.